This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. Oh, my Lord, there's so much to talk about. Week 7, Bachelor in Paradise, joined, as always, by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello. 3 hours.
Even though we all know that that could have easily been a two-hour episode, I will say they gave us plenty to chew on.
They did. It wasn't one of those dragging 3 hours. There was something pretty much every 15 minutes.
I mean, I don't even totally know where to start. I mean, I guess we should just, as usual, start where the show did, which is with Ivan and Aaron continued from last week. They were nose to nose and took a little bit to get to the conclusion, but we got a lot.
Yeah, we did. It was funny because Chelsea was nowhere to be seen throughout really the first like 15 minutes or so. I was so into Ivan and Aaron going at it that I was like, wait a second, they're fighting over Chelsea. Where's Chelsea? She kind of just removed herself from the situation and then came back and was like, oh, what? They're fighting about me? Yeah, it started off as like a pretty kind of like a dumb fight between the two of them. You know, when we left off last week, it was, why is your lip quivering, and all these really lame insults.
Back, bro,
yeah,
back,
exactly.
Bitch.
And if you were playing a drinking game every time someone said bro or dog, pretty sure you wouldn't make it past that part of the episode.
Ivan, I don't know if he knew or had a sense that something else was happening, because for him to use as his line, and maybe because he just realized, oh, this is my out where Aaron has no case, is, oh, no, she asked me. So why are you blaming me? And because immediately everyone just turned on Aaron. And it was just everybody just throwing punches. And like, okay, it's over. It's over. Stop the fight.
Yeah, I think at first people were concerned about Ivan. Like, why would you? You knew Chelsea and Aaron were a thing, I guess. And you kind of went after her to talk to her and, you know, ended up making out and you ruined that relationship. Then he was like, well, no, she asked me. And everyone's like, oh, wait, okay. So now we're going after Aaron.
And I love how, just so in case you forgot, let's go back to the clip and clearly showing that Ivan was the one that asked Chelsea to chat. And conveniently, she's nowhere to be found, because this could have ended very quickly of her overhearing him say, oh, she pulled me. And it would have been a very quick raising of her hand. And, nope, actually, that never happened.
I'm not sure if that line would have come out.
That's true.
If she was near this conversation happening.
That's actually a good point, because when he did have the chance to talk with her, when, you know, Aaron was basically apologizing and saying, listen, I shouldn't have said that because, you know, listen, You wanted to talk to him, and so that you're allowed to do that. And she stopped him right away and said, well, let me just be clear. I did not ask to talk to him. And so she went down to set the record straight with Ivan, and Ivan was refusing to use those words.
Oh, yeah. Backtracking horribly.
And she at least called him on it and didn't just let him dance around. And he's like, oh, no, I didn't say that. I just said that I had interest in you.
Like, yeah. No, you didn't.
Is that actually what happened? And it's so, just like before, where you can see him lying and people are buying it. You're like, well, at some point, you figure this won't work out. But then he's still trying it with her. And there are people now within earshot. So it's like, at some point, the walls have got to come closing in. And even though the people that found out the truth anyways were sort of like, oh, man, that stinks. It was sort of left hanging, like, oh, well, we're still going to go to the rose ceremony, and who knows what's going to happen. Maybe she'll still, although it was pretty clear, maybe she'll still give her rose to him. And it wasn't until Wells comes out at the beginning of the rose ceremony and says, we need to have a chat.
Yeah, hearing everything that happened that Wells brought to light, it when you look back, it looks like he totally was doing the whole Chelsea thing for the rose, because when it left off last week, we thought something maybe happened with Chelsea at the hotel, which wouldn't have made this so random. But no, it was pretty much completely random. But he just started like snowballing and lashing out. And then when we learned that the whole hotel situation had nothing to do with Chelsea, then he was like, no, he was waiting for that rose so he could, wait for Alexa, I guess.
Yeah, and so Noah did at least at the beginning. He gets a little bit of a heel turn right at the end. But he got away with this because people are saying, well, you guys were roommates, and he refused to throw him under the bus. He stated mm-hmm. facts. He said, he was my roommate, we talked, and I went to bed. Totally avoiding giving any actual information. So as soon as that happened, I was like, okay, clearly.
And you can tell, like, he totally knew.
Of course he knew.
Yeah.
And he just, I don't know whether he didn't want to get in the middle of it, or he's hoping that Wells would have a chat with him and then they'd say, okay, let's just don't do it again, even though they're not going to be in the hotel again. But I think Noah deserves some blame there. Like, I understand you got to have your boys back, but at the expense maybe of Chelsea at that point.
Right. Yeah, I think maybe he would have, it would have come to light through Noah, maybe if Wells basically didn't make Ivan go up the hill and tell everyone.
It was just such a principal moment where, you get sat down and I'm like, is there anything you want to tell me? And unlike in high school where, at least, back in the day, there weren't necessarily cameras everywhere. You're trying to play the game like, okay, how much could they really know? Where in this case, Wells is not out of the blue saying, so what'd you do last night?
Right.
And he takes a very long-winded way of getting there by, first of all, laying out the excuses. Well, I wasn't having connections with anyone, and I was feeling lost, and like I shouldn't be here. And there was only one person that I wanted to meet, and they happened to still be in the hotel. And
in which he never mentioned her name before.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, you know why he didn't ever mention her name before is because he didn't want to be kicked out like the people before him who clearly were only there for one person and had the gall to say it.
Yeah,
in this case, he's like, oh, what if she doesn't make it down here? Or let's just wait until she comes down here and not actually say anything. But it's the exact same thing, just instead of Brendan and Piper were dating, so fine. But like right before he left, you had Ivan and Alexa in her hotel room, theoretically, the day before she's supposed to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And, he never goes into detail what happens, but it's just, it's incredible to think of that, okay, I did whatever with Alexa in the hotel room, mm-hmm. and all I know is now I need to stay no matter what.
Yeah.
And totally, like you said, explains the out of the blue, because no, Chelsea had no idea what was going on, but Ivan just needed to stay and was gonna, no matter how he had to do it, he wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
At least in his mind.
Right.
And to pick up a producer's phone. Now, the conspiracy theorists out there will say, oh, I'm just going to leave my phone here while I go to the bathroom for 3 minutes and 24 seconds. And then I'm going to make sure you're all asleep here and then go to the next room to check. But I won't be back on your floor for another 4 hours to check.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to have that information, but I'm just going to place my phone here.
Yeah. Oh, I 100% think that's what happened.
So you think this was an entrapment situation?
Like, how would you even think that a new person's room number would be somewhere on a producer's phone? No, it was totally laid out for him. If you see it, you see it. If you want to go there, I might not see you. Yeah. I'm just surprised it wasn't filmed, honestly.
I am too. I'm very surprised that they didn't have at least put a GoPro on them. You know, it's not like you even need the full...
Yeah, you don't need a whole crew.
Yeah, just in case something wild like this happens. I actually was kind of thinking it was a little more... And I can't say innocent, because there's nothing innocent about picking up anyone's phone that isn't yours and looking through it. But I thought it was more of, okay, just like I have my notes on my phone, he has, or she, the producer, has the list of rooms that they have to check. Let's make sure everybody's, you know, basically like you do it on a high school trip. We'll go back to high school again. Everyone's got to check the rooms. So the producer has a list of who they have to check. Both contestants and potential future contestants are on the list. And he happened to see the list.
I think it was more planted than that.
Which is fine. I mean, again, they can't make him break the rule, so he still has to choose to. It's sort of like, you know, setting up a hidden camera show and dropping your wallet. I mean, let's see what happens. And you have the people who just take the money and ditch the wallet, and other people, no, I'm going to give. He took the money is basically what happened.
He did. It was very disappointing, but I mean, I saw a meme on Twitter during this episode comparing, like, putting him next to Brendan side by side. I don't think it's that bad. Like, I mean, what he did, the whole Chelsea thing, like, that was pretty low or whatever. But I don't think he has anything on Brendan. I think that was just a whole different situation. I don't know. Maybe just because I really like Ivan, I think I was more disappointed than, like,
so you were Riley in this situation.
Like, yes, exactly. I was Riley.
I think we were all Riley, because as soon as Riley, like everyone else, heard, no, Chelsea pulled me. She wanted to talk to me. And he immediately went into, you know, guard dog, like we all do with our friends when we think our friend is being wronged. And he immediately, like, no, this is... And you could just see Riley as Ivan is trying to, again, make excuses for what he did. And I also love that, by the way, that Wells is like, I think you should go up there in front of everybody and tell them.
I mean, I could do it, but I think it would be better if you did.
And, you know, he keeps trying to say, oh, I'm sorry, and I wouldn't have accepted your rose, which we all knew Chelsea wasn't going to buy that. And
you didn't have to add that whole line in.
And so then Riley was also all of us, because he's like, this is my boy and I'm out of my boy's back. Similar, by the way, to James and Aaron, when James thinks Chelsea asked as well. He's like, even if you're wrong, I'm still going to have your back. Riley's like, I got your back, but I'm just really disappointed that you lied to me like that. And that was all.
I thought he was going to start like crying, like, he was like, come on, you and Noah, like, we're boys, we're supposed to be better than all this, and like giving him kind of a pep talk. And I thought he was going to start like tearing up because he was so disappointed.
Yeah, it was definitely, I got like father vibes there of, you know, like, son, you've got to be better than this.
Yeah.
And you're going to learn from this. You're wrong. And I'm a little disappointed in you, but.
Yeah.
You're my boy.
Yeah.
And we were all Riley in that situation.
Like, that's a good friendship right there, Noah, Riley, and Ivan. And they're definitely going to set him straight after this when they right after this.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the rest of the rose ceremony, I mean, I think they set it up pretty much how you would expect. You know, Serena to Joe, Abigail to Noah, Marissa to Riley, Mari to Kenny, Becca to Thomas. And I mean, listen, Becca's making tall jokes every time she sees him. So maybe they are meant to be together. I don't know. Chelsea to Aaron. We'll get to that. Natasha to Ed. We'll get to that. Tia to James. We'll get to that. But I do want to say, before the James stuff goes in a very weird direction. I'm glad that Tia made the right choice, because last week I was worried that she was going to once again was going to once again make this awful decision that has led her down this road where she said for everyone here, I keep making the wrong decisions. I keep choosing the wrong people. She had a chance to do it this time.
Yeah, I was nervous.
And she finally got it right. Now, it might not have worked out in the way she thought it was going to work out, but under no circumstance could you have given that to Blake.
Yeah. No.
I mean, you could have, because she's been doing that her whole life.
Like, just looking at him at the rose ceremony, I was like, you better not.
And
I'm going to boycott the finale.
Yeah, and the same thing if Dr. Joe had gotten Natasha's rose. And at no point did I think that was happening. Like, they kept trying to
I didn't either, and then they did play, like, all. They made it super dramatic. Like, you thought, and I was like, no, she's definitely smarter than this. Come on.
Yeah, and after everything that happens, you know, Chelsea tweeted right before we came on here that the moment when you realize you should have given your rose to DJ from SoCal, was Damar.
Yeah.
And then it's just a gif of herself saying lame.
That sums it up.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll get to that. So yes, Blake by Damar, unfortunately by Dr. Joe. Bye. Two out of three. We're fine with seeing
seeing
go. Bye-bye. Don't miss you. And then we enter this next phase of it's time to have those serious discussions.
Yeah, it's funny because Walls was like, we're going to have another celebrity host. And I was like, wait, I don't remember anyone else being announced. Like, maybe this is really an actual surprise. And then they go down and Walls is the celebrity host.
And beautiful editing once again, because he goes from, wait, he was all the way up there in his his barkeep outfit. And now he's on the beach with his, you know, in his Hawaiian shirt. Ah!
Yeah.
And I think we can all agree at this point that Wells should be the host for Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, 100%.
And never more so clear than, and we'll talk a little bit more depth later, but, you know, they announced that Jesse Palmer is going to be the new Bachelor host, and everybody was up in arms. Well, what about Wells? At the very least, and it is the least, he needs to just be the host of Bachelor in Paradise going forward.
Yeah, I think he should be the host of Bachelor in Paradise, and then I think maybe they can have some celebrity bartenders.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Switch the script a little.
I think that would be a better fit. But he should definitely run the show for sure.
Yeah. It's so much smoother. And this is coming from someone that thought David Spade knocked it out of the park and was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wells just he breathes it. Like, it's just
his blood.
It's in his blood. It's just so natural. And I love the fact that he's just, as he's even saying he's being the host, he's like, I'm still gonna be at the bar. I'm still gonna make your drinks. So,
yeah.
You know where to find me.
He went through it too. Like, he went through the Bachelorette and he also went through Paradise. So, and then bartended for years. So I think it just makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And so, I mean, let's talk about, you know, as we enter these serious conversation portion, let's, you know, we can go one by one at this point. And I mean, Mari and Kenny, another one of these sort of out of nowhere things. We thought they had shaken the tree of all the bad fruit. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, you
had a lot of bad fruit.
A lot of bad fruit. But you think it's done. And then all of a sudden, Kenny's like, well, I don't know. I just, there's no passion, even though, you know, the boom, boom room might say otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, he was kind of just like, oh, I just feel like off these past couple of days. I want to make sure this can work. And he kind of just didn't talk much as much as he usually talks. But yeah, I mean, it was cured by the end, but.
Well, and you knew the show wasn't going to just let this die.
Oh, like, no, of course not.
And now it might not have worked out, but they're like, we're getting a resolution out of this. And so they bring, I mean, what did they call her?
A priestess.
And
And something they, else, I don't know how to pronounce
and specifically
it.
Just to get them to reignite this passion and clear the energy.
Yeah, basically they said that this woman was some type of witch for relationships. I think that's what Mari said. Like she I think they did say witch or Wiccan.
Yeah,
or,
witch on the beach.
Yeah.
Which I think is their next show coming next fall.
Yeah.
Imagine. And it involved caressing each other with a candle.
Yeah.
No, and that's not, I'm not saying that in a, it's not a euphemism. It was literally a candle.
Yeah. Literally a candle.
And I know we've had people hit with things that look like a candle, but no, in this case, it was actually a candle. And yeah, by the end, they're basically
not sure how that changes your mind about a whole, your doubts in your relationship, but it obviously worked.
Yeah. Cause then by the end, it's like, oh, this is great. You want to go test this passion out?
Yeah.
And the thing I actually appreciated, throughout the date, and I'm still not going to say I'm a convert, but Thomas narrating from afar and how serious he took what was happening and explaining about how, well, you know, she's indigenous, so this is thousands of years, and basically trying to reaffirm that, no, this is serious. You know, this isn't lick whipped cream off of someone, and this isn't, you know, being sex positions and like, no,
right.
this woman, what she's doing is a very real thing. And it's going to be hard for me to admit.
Yeah.
I really liked Thomas in that moment.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I feel dirty saying it.
I don't want to say that I'm liking him more each episode, but he's like not as, I don't know if I like him more or he's just not as bad as what he's being surrounded by right now.
I mean, it's just, he actually seemed 100% genuine and just talking about how this would be the coolest thing that anyone could do in paradise. Like just, oh, Thomas, what are you doing?
I know.
You're supposed to be awkward and sound disingenuous.
You're supposed to be awful.
Wow, just go talk about how tall you are. Why do you have to be nice? Oh,
go work out.
So annoying that you're not annoying. So
more annoying.
That's what I took out of that date, because it was pretty clear early on that these two were going to make nice. Although I don't know how long that's going to last. Mm-hmm. But that was my takeaway on Mari and Kenny's pseudo date. Was not even Mari and Kenny. It was Thomas. Is that bad?
Well, it kind of feels like they felt like they needed something with Mari and Kenny. Like, it didn't seem like Kenny was actually doubting anything if you looked really into it. But I think they just needed something going on with each couple this episode. So I feel like they went to Kenny were like, are you sure you're not having doubts?
I don't know. You look like the doubtful type.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I see some doubt in your eyes.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for that transition, because speaking of doubtful, Abigail and Noah.
Mm.
Oh, a lot of doubt going on between those two.
Yeah. Not great. Not a great episode for them.
Well, because when you start from the beginning of saying basically not even to each other, but you have Wells of all people telling Abigail, like she's trying to put it on Noah. And he's like, are you sure it's not you?
Maybe you should say something. You should initiate something.
You sure it isn't you?
And she was like, oh, wait. Oh, okay. Like, I didn't know he was waiting on me.
Then she goes in the moment saying, well, we're not really as locked in as people say. This is the roadmap. Just go and tell him how you're feeling. And before she can even do that, he does. And crickets.
Yeah, she definitely freezes, for sure. She blames it later by not registering it.
At the same time saying, It happened so fast, I thought he said it by accident.
Yeah. I don't know if that makes it better.
You couldn't even drop a thank you for sharing that with me? Did Matt teach you nothing? Even that, of her just sitting there and all of a sudden just staring at him without saying anything. They're still cool. Okay, everything's fine. We're going to go to prom. Prom's going to be great. She's now decided, oh, right, yeah, I'm gonna tell him that I'm falling in love with him. This is great. He's
psyching herself up for it.
Perfect way to put it. Absolutely. It's gonna be while we're dancing, or it's gonna, oh yeah, that she's working it up, you know, when it's gonna happen. And then before she can, right as she's gonna, I guess, go for it, he says, we should go outside and talk.
That's not something you wanna hear when you're psyching yourself up for something else.
I don't know. Well, first of all, you don't wanna see anybody hurt Abigail. Because she does seem like this sweet girl.
We have to protect her at all costs.
But I don't know that Noel was completely in the wrong here, because I did sort of get what he was saying. It's just probably not the best time to be saying it.
Yeah, definitely not. Not the right timing.
Do you need to pick right at the end of prom when you were just, for some reason, given the superlative of most likely to live happily ever after?
Not only that, but within 24 hours of saying he's falling in love and having this, you know, deep conversation about her and he's falling in love. And then 24 hours, you're like, just kidding. I don't think you're my person.
He tried to say you can be in love with someone or love someone and not be in love with someone. Fine. You couldn't have told me this yesterday.
Yeah.
Making her feel bad for not saying anything. And then all of a sudden you go from 60 to zero. And did he lie? He's being a jerk about it, but did he lie? I don't know.
I don't think he lied. I think he was just going on off what he was feeling. But then when she didn't return it or reciprocate it, I think he kind of got in his head and was like, all right, maybe you're not my person. Because why didn't you say it back right away? Why aren't we on the same page with this?
Right. And he did sort of try to then turn it onto her with comments she seemingly made in jest about, you know, oh, delaying the inevitable. But that's probably where that came from. Is being in his head after, because of course you're just going to sit with that all night.
Yeah, I think if she said it back right away, I don't think he would have given it any more thought. I think he'd be like, no, we're good to go. We're leaving together, maybe even getting engaged, and we're going to make this work.
Interesting. So I don't know where to land on this. Again, I don't even know if we've determined that, because you don't go hurting Abigail.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he lied. He just handled things really, really terribly.
Yeah, I still like both. Like, I'm still, I guess, a fan of them both, I guess you could say. But I don't think he did anything malicious. I really think it was because she didn't say it back right away.
Yeah, and let's just put it down for horrible timing. Like, you couldn't have waited till the next morning. This really needed to happen now.
But it was a typical prom night. I mean, like, it's not prom if someone doesn't break up.
Do you need to tell us something about your prom, Katie?
No, not me.
No, of course not. It definitely,
no.
Everything was great. Well, we didn't even totally get a resolution, although it's pretty clear, you know, where this is headed. We're going to get the final resolution with them next week, with everyone next week, because it's the 3-hour finale. Because as much as all of us love this show, no one asked for 2 3-hour episodes back to back.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's what we're getting.
Always be four.
Oh my god. Oh well, Going down the list of people that all of a sudden have trouble. Let's tackle this Chelsea and Aaron situation, because there are a lot of arms and legs to this one.
Yeah. I don't really know how I feel about it. I don't know where this came from. Like, I feel like this was probably the most random connection that we've had all season. We've never even seen them talk to each other. So, I thought it was nice. At first I thought it was nice because he brought out a corsage.
This is for Tia, by the way.
Yes, for Tia. Sorry. And you know, Tia was kind of down, like really sad at the prom because she didn't have anyone. She thought she was gonna have Natasha, but she went missing. So I thought it was going in the direction as, you know, I feel bad for you. Like, don't feel like you're alone here. I'm gonna give you a corsage, and then that just escalated to making out and then spending the rest of the prom with her. And Chelsea, I think, was just as confused as everybody else, as much as we were. So I feel bad for Chelsea, but I don't know. It was just such a random connection. And she was talking about how disrespected she felt, and I totally get it because it was definitely a crazy situation. But she also made out with Ivan the night before, so when they had that infamous conversation. So, but I definitely see the disrespect and how she's feeling, because especially because it was so random.
It was so bizarre, and you even had. And we'll get to the newbies in a second, but very quickly, we had McKenna come down and sort of talk to everyone. And Aaron said, you know, well, you want to go on this date with me? And Aaron's like, yeah, can we talk?
Yeah.
And the fact that he turns her down, you're thinking, oh, well, he's clearly all in on Chelsea.
Yeah.
Which is clearly understandable. But then to be at the prom, and I just think, like you, he's being nice. I thought they were just going to dance and be like,
yeah, that was such a cool move to like go up and give a corsage. Like, she was obviously very sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, they showed her by herself, everyone's slow dancing. I was like, that's actually really cool of Aaron to do that. And then it just escalated, and I'm not sure how it got there.
I just jaw on the floor the whole time.
It was the punch.
Yes. I don't know what Wells put in that, but yeah. Whew, it was clearly strong.
Yeah.
Because to have the corsage ready to go, and I understand the producers can give you that very quickly, but to even go to them at some point, so he's clearly been working on this for at least a few hours, mm-hmm. and say, hey guys, can you have a corsage, you know, up in this sitting area? And to immediately go from, you know, you deserve a corsage, I don't want to have regrets, to like full on making out. What?
How?
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
I just.
So confusing.
One of the most bizarre things, even, I think it's even more out of left field than the Ivan and Chelsea thing. Mm-hmm. Because at least with Ivan, he's just desperate for a rose. And we didn't, even not knowing that he's waiting for a specific person, we see it all the time when you do the numbers and you're like, oh, I'm SOL here.
Yeah, it was definitely more than that because the guys have the rose.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So at least if he was in desperation mode, I'd say, okay, maybe let's keep your options open.
Yeah.
This made absolutely no sense. And it wasn't in front of her, so in front of Chelsea. So in that respect, it's better than what she did.
Good job.
But yeah, I know, low bar. But I'm with Chelsea 100%. He could have at any point in the night just said, hey, let's have fun tonight. But if you're vibing with someone else or, you know, just let you know, maybe I'll talk to Natasha or I'll talk to Tia, like the people who aren't committed,
yeah,
or McKenna or whoever, like just throwing that, or Anna, whatever. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
She's 100% right. Like they could have,
right,
could have had that conversation.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even just a makeout like Chelsea and Ivan. Like this was clearly him trying
to the whole, like, I don't want to have any regrets. Like it was a whole thing.
Yeah. And you wonder if it was one of those situations where he went in with the idea of, oh, I'm interested in Tia, which is fine. But how do you wait 3 weeks or however long she's been there and at no point even have a conversation with her?
Yeah.
It just.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember seeing them talking, even if it was just like the camera panning out. Like, I don't think they ever even sat near each other.
It just so bizarre. And where these three end up, I mean, Chelsea's clearly done. And judging by the tweet of her wishing she had given her rose to Tamar, I don't think there's a reconciliation there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But Tia and Aaron, raise your hand if you think that's something that has legs. Oh, wait, my hand's up. Let me put that down.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't see it.
At no point did I see anything there. So one of the more bizarre things that I think we've seen in this season that is full of just wacky crap.
Yes, 100%.
And that's a list that never ends. What left Tia to be single was
good segue.
She made the right choice of James, or yeah, you know, at the time. And then James decides, okay, I'm open to going on a date, and fine, but with Anna?
Yeah. I mean, I would hope for probably anyone other than Anna, but Tia was so upset about this, and rightfully so. Like, she gave a rose to him the night before, but I feel like when she gave him the rose, she didn't really go to the point where I want to see where, like, I want to explore a relationship or something like that. But she said more of, you deserve to be here.
Mm.
So kind of hearing that, I think I would have taken it as, like, not a friend rose, but kind of, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, we're not committed to each other, but she was upset. She was as upset as she would have been if they were an actual couple.
Yeah, and I think she said the right thing. She said, you know, I had the chance to explore my options, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only fair that he does too, but I can still be upset about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah, that's true. But, James and Anna seem to hit it off, I guess.
Well, and we need to talk about Anna, because should she even be on this show?
No.
Like, any show? I mean, what do you have to do at this point to get blacklisted?
Yeah, she played it off as, and I think Mari too, as, oh, she was just, you know, involved in a lot of drama, and she brought a lot of drama to the show. But I think, like, everyone was kind of forgot, like, what she did was kind of like a serious thing.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't remember, I'm thinking, like,
reputation.
Yeah, like, oh, she was just being a mean girl. Like, no, she was accusing someone on national TV of being an escort, which,
right,
we've said it then, we'll say it now. Like, if you are, fine. I know not everyone agrees with that, but whatever. As long as it's, yep, you're of age and consensual, God bless.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, that, you know, it's funny at the time she was, and maybe it's not that bad because, excuse me, I can't remember the name of the girl she accused, was saying like, my mother watches this. I'm like, well, yeah, so do like 6 million other people. So like, that's, I think, the bigger issue. And now every time someone Googles her, that's going to come up.
Right.
And I'm not saying people can't make mistakes and yada, 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 work on yourself, all that stuff. But there's no shortage of people that want to come on this show. And for all the different reasons we've discussed in the past. So how you how you land on Anna of all people just blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, they seem to hit it off. So if that works.
I know. And they go on this a date where they're rolling each other at like churros. I don't, you know. I was almost expecting
her to. But you've never done that.
I know, shocking. What? Sorry, I admit it. It's, I did it last Wednesday. It's weekly, really. And then obviously the snake massage, and I was kind of waiting for her to accuse the snake of being an escort because, you know, you clearly
changed. She's changed.
The snake was doing this for money. Oh my God. And I bet the masseuse, bet they're both their team. That's it. They're an escort team.
Yep.
She's going to start talking crap. Yeah. She's going to go to the bar and say how the masseuse is an escort. My Lord. But yes, you are right. They had this connection that I don't understand because all I can
see
when I see her is escort and not her being an escort, but her. The whole issue with the escort and the teeth. That's all I see. I'm sorry if that's whatever, but that's all I can see.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't get it. But after that date, there was no drama. There was nothing. The only time we even saw her again was when she was sitting on the daybed listening to other people talk. That's it. How did she get away scot-free in this?
There's not enough people, I think, from that knew exactly. I think they probably people don't remember who she was or what she did. Oh, I think that's it.
I guess. And Natasha and Ed also affected by a new person coming in. And
God, this poor girl.
Yes. 100% absolutely team Natasha here from me. And I will never say a bad word about her. But and that doesn't mean I'm going to say a bad word about her. But her rose, she could say she was excited about potential or whatever. Is there any more friendship rose than the rose she gave him? Because even the next morning, they're sitting having breakfast, you know, basically socially distanced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just watching everybody else make out. I mean.
Yeah, I think in her mind, she wanted it to be more than what it was. And she was like, oh, maybe I can use, you know, this next day and this week to not force a connection, but to find something that maybe I can start something with him. And she didn't quite have that chance.
Absolutely. And I do feel bad for her because it would be nice if she just had one connection that was drama-free. And even if it was one of these relationships we see every year that the last episode we're like, you have to have those conversations and you know where I'm going. They sit down and be like, you good? You good? Okay, let's head home. You know, all good. Exactly. Basically like shaking hands. And like, we had fun. We got our followers. We got paid to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Peace out. See you at the next festival. And
they
move along. So I would absolutely adore for her to have that situation at any point.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the most shocking thing about her saying she was excited. We all watched it. There was no real spark there.
Yeah.
No. And Ed, who we've gotten 30 seconds of total, and from both his season and then now, you know, McKenna comes down, and I feel so bad for her because you really almost have nobody that's really available. It was James and it was Ed, and James was already on a date, so James is no longer available.
Yeah.
You think Aaron's open to it. He embarrasses you in front of everybody and says, yeah, and then has to basically, you know, embarrass her on the beach, and she's just sitting there. How is it that all of these people are sitting there watching her, and as T is saying, oh, she's crying.
Yeah.
How is everyone just standing there staring at her?
I think they were probably told not to go down.
Someone from Peter's season couldn't say, yeah, I'll head down there and give her the there.
Yeah.
Like, just kicking the girl while she's down. But Ed goes down, asks to go on a date that he was not invited on, gets shot down multiple times, but he doesn't give up. And under a lot of circumstances,
you're probably gonna make it.
Yeah, a lot of circumstances that would be really off-putting, but and maybe it's because she had literally zero options, so it felt okay for him to continue the pursuit. But I thought it was like, I just thought it was super cool of him to. At first,
well, I mean, he was right. He's like, you can't go home tonight, so
you're not getting a flight.
Why not go on a fancy date? And if we hate each other, then we leave.
And he just, maybe because we haven't seen more than 30 seconds out of him, but like, this is a dude who he seems, and we used the word before, he seemed genuine, and he just laid it out there of, hey, you could hate me, but if you're going to go home anyways, just go home after the date. What's the big deal?
Might as well take advantage of this day card and go for it. I'm trying to think of timeline. So do you think, so McKenna was at that quote unquote ball that,
which did we see her at that?
Yeah, we did see her.
She was
in the group with Chelsea, Alana, and Alea, like that random group of five girls or so.
I totally already forgot about that.
So do you think she was just like waiting in a hotel this whole time?
100%. And
sweet.
Yeah, I know. Like much like Alexa, was that her name?
Yeah.
We just talked about her 10 minutes ago. I can't remember her name.
Do you think we're going to see her next week, or you think that was just, that's done now that Ivan kind of ruined that?
Oh yeah, no, that's done. No, she's 100% out, because she broke protocol too. Like, even though he came to her door, doesn't mean
they
she
could have at least just thrown her into the sharks and see what happened.
Well, they might. Who knows? Like on the last episode, when we're like, okay, guys, here's Neil Lane. Decide if you want to get engaged. By the way, here's Alexa.
Here's Alexa that nobody remembers.
We're going to screw up everybody's smart speaker in all of America by saying Alexa over and over again.
Mine's lighting up.
Yeah. That's a great question, though, because I was going to say, like, oh, they could just hang out by the pool, but it's not like a normal season where you can go places. So can you even really go on the grounds? Because they're filming.
I don't know. Maybe there's a separate side of the resort you can use.
These are the questions that we need answered.
I know.
That is a great point. But so with Ed and McKenna, you have, I think, Serena having the reaction of most of us of like, oh, that's so great. Like, good job, Ed. That's so nice. And Natasha was having none of it.
Yeah, she was pretty basically rolling her eyes.
Or very specifically parroting back what Serena said. And Serena, you know, obviously, like she always, she's got this big smile on her face. And she's like,
yeah.
Oh, how nice is it, Serena? And Serena just keeps a smile on her. Like, wait, is this serious?
Oh, wait, I kind of forgot about this.
Like, oh, crap. I mean.
Sorry.
It's nice-ish if it was someone that you weren't just on a date with.
It's horrible.
And so they go on a one-on-one, and it was kind of fun, you know, go rollerblading. Which I don't know, like, I don't remember how old McKenna is, but Do the young folks, is rollerblading still a thing?
No.
Like I'm saying, like I'm.
I mean, I don't think I'm young anymore. So
I'm aging myself out here. But like when I was young, like Kenny, you know, when Kenny and I were hanging out with boy bands in Florida, we would rollerblade all the time. But like, is that still a thing?
I don't think so. I mean, I used to rollerblade all the time when I was young. So
because they picked it up pretty quickly.
Maybe it's making a comeback.
I was expecting the two of them to bite it. And after, you know, once they got on the elevator and got out of the elevator, Ed was like flying out of the elevator.
Yeah.
He was feeling
all right.
And then they make them sit down at the table. I'm thinking, oh, it's over. And then they get up and they're still in their rollerblades.
Okay, let's do it again.
And I mean, like you said, maybe they make it.
I bet they're going to make it just because this was such a random way to get together.
Yeah, and she was very clear that at no point did she think that he was going to be in this situation because she didn't ask him. But you make it out on rollerblades, so I think success, right?
Yeah, so far.
So far, exactly. And believe it or not, I think that's all of the drama of the couples.
It is. It's everything I had until next week.
Next week, the three-hour most dramatic finale in Bachelor in Paradise history per Lil Jon. And if Lil Jon says it, it's got to be true. It's actually law. It's similar to if it's on the internet, it's true. If Lil Jon says it, it's true. So we get 3 hours. For some godforsaken reason, they bring Kendall back again. Like, I don't know how many times we got to kick this girl off the beach and see her come back.
She was in the hotel, too.
Oh, my God. Like, Kendall, you had your time. You had the same conversation with your ex whatever 3 different times.
Yeah.
You got sent home.
It's going to be something quick, like, I give you my blessing and I'm going to leave you alone now.
Girl, did you need to come back to the beach to say that? There's literally nothing she could come back to the beach and say. I don't care if she's delivering the ring for Nia Lane. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Can't wait to see that.
So before we get to the other news, I do want to ask you, of the couples that we have, because they made it seem almost all of them are in peril, even Serena and Joe, mainly just because Kendall shows up. How many engagements do we have this time next week? And they don't have to still be engaged, but at the end of the episode, on the beach, how many folks have rings on their finger?
I'm gonna say Kenny and Mari.
Okay.
Possibly Riley and Marissa. I feel like that's a very solid relationship. And then maybe Joe and Serena, but I think I'm not sure if they'll leave engaged. They'll definitely leave together, I think. But they both seem to take their time, but also it's escalated the past couple of weeks, you know, once they broke the seal with that the I love you, I think it's gotten a little bit more serious from there. So,
and they're the only ones that we've seen actually have the conversation about living situations. And even though it wasn't, this is what we're going to do, it's, hey, we live in different countries, so, hey, I'll spend some time in Canada. You'll spend some time in Chicago. Then we can figure it out.
Yeah.
What an adult way of looking at things on this childish program.
I don't know if they would get engaged just because, obviously, they have to figure more stuff out, especially if that ruined your last relationship. I'm not sure we need 3 hours of it, but
I don't think so either. But you were almost talking me out of it. I had Serena and Joe getting engaged. I'm gonna stick with it, but I was right on the edge. I was convinced, and then you had me going the other way because they were being so rational in this world of that we talk about that has zero rationale. So
yeah,
I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna say that they get engaged. And I think Marissa and Riley do. I think those are the only two. But I think we're going to see more than usual leave together. That's where I'm going.
All right. I think Thomas and Becca, I think, are going to leave in a relationship.
Agreed.
I don't read any spoilers or don't look, but I did look at Thomas's story. I think I mentioned it last week, and Becca seemed to be in the background. So I'm going to say that they're still together. I don't think they're engaged. I think they'd probably take their time.
Yeah, I think she's been there, done that.
Yeah. And then I think that's it. I mean, I don't think Noah and Abigail are going to make it, obviously, after. I mean, we kind of get it to be continued, but not really with this week. And I mean, James and Anna, like that, those ones are just too new, too. So,
yeah, those are the ones we talked about together, before, where
maybe they leave together dating, but
maybe. But a lot of times, a lot of times, like we said, you get to the end and it's just like, we've had fun. See ya.
Yeah.
Good meeting you, bro.
Yeah.
Well, listen, 3-hour most dramatic finale ever. It's on the way. We'll be here to talk about it. What else? And I think we know what the lead story is. What else is going on in the world of Bachelor?
Well, we have a new Bachelor host for the next season, Jesse Palmer, who is the Bachelor for, I think, season 4 or 5.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Famously forgot someone's name, right? Or is that the O'Connell brother? It was him or the O'Connell brother. One of them forgot to, like, oh, I gave the wrong girl the rose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, he has experience, I guess. So, well, I don't know if you watched that show he did, like, a few years ago called The Proposal.
I did not.
Okay. I did, obviously.
Of course.
I'll have to see how he does.
Yeah, it seems to be very polarizing. I mean, it's only been news for a couple hours when we're recording this. And the initial reactions, now not everything on the internet is real. I understand that. But they were not positive. There was a lot of WTF Wells, and I get it. But I do think Wells is better suited for Paradise than throwing a suit on him and putting him at the mansion. I know a lot of people will fight me over that, but I do believe he's better to leave him on the beach. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I would have gone. I don't know who I would. I don't have a better option, but I don't know. When I saw that, I was surprised.
Yeah, there's a large group out there who don't think he has any ties to the franchise. Like, oh, he's so random. Like, why would you choose him? But, well, season 5, he was the actual Bachelor. So
yeah,
I think it's probably like the newer fans didn't remember that, but I mean, we'll see how he does. I'm not against it just because we haven't really seen him in this setting as a host. So
he's really good at calling football games, I'll tell you that much, but that obviously means nothing about how he's going to do at the mansion, but he's very good in the booth.
He just starts hosting it like a football game. She's going in for the kiss.
Oh, Lord. Any other news other than Mr. Palmer?
But yeah, so they announced Michelle's men, but also announced the next season of The Bachelor's women, which they haven't technically announced The Bachelor. So a lot of people are like, stop stealing Michelle's thunder. Like, just wait until she's done, which I agree with. Mm-hmm. Since we don't officially know The Bachelor, we talked about it last week, but it's, you know, The Bachelor is coming from Michelle's season. So I think you should kind of just let Michelle have the spotlight for this, and then we have plenty of time to get into The Bachelor after that.
Absolutely agree 100%.
Our friends Jared and Ashley are opening a coffee shop and lounge in Rhode Island.
Are they calling it Katie's Coffee?
Can't wait to go there sometime.
Do they have a name?
It's Audrey's.
I will once again repeat it. It should be Katie's Coffee because, as we've mentioned a million times over and we'll never stop mentioning, they're not together without us. And Katie's Coffee works. So I'm just saying, if they're not going to name their kid after you or me, they can at least name the coffee shop after. So we're going to have them on. We'll ask them about it and get to the bottom of it.
This is completely shocking news, but Dale and Claire have split up and the tabloids say it's for good.
This is my shocked face.
So that's pretty big news.
Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah. And my last thing that I have is, do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I do not.
Okay. So I only watch it if there's someone I'm interested in.
I saw Matt's ad. That's
usually
all I
only watch the past couple seasons. I've only watched like the Bachelor people, like their dances. Like I don't have another 2 hours a week to sit and watch a dancing show. But Matt James he's on this season. He has shown more personality on this show than we got in the entire season of The Bachelor. It's only this, he made it through his first elimination. Tyler C was in the crowd last night.
I did see that on Tyler's stories.
Rachel even went to the rehearsal and practiced the dance with him, even though she's not dancing. Like funny Instagram lives. Like he's just showing more personality than we've ever seen. And that just leads into Tyler C's doing a new dance special on Fox coming. I don't know if it's this year or next year, called the Real Dirty Dancing. And it's going to be, it's on Fox. And there's, I think like 5 or 6 celebrities announced, and it's just like a 1-night or 2-night special.
Okay.
And it's dancing and not recreating Dirty Dancing, but based off of Dirty Dancing. So
at least it's a limited series and not something that's trying to be like The Masked Singer, but
yeah.
So they did The Masked Dancer, but yeah.
So I'll definitely be watching that.
Of course you will. Wow, Tyler. Okay. There's a lot in there. And guess what, folks? We get to do it all over again next week. Another 3-hour show that probably could have been 2 hours, which would have allowed this 1-hour podcast to be 45 minutes. And I understand
we'll see everything next week in probably 1 hour.
Yes. And I understand those times don't all work out, but they do in my head. So that's all I'm going to say. But Katie, your insight is always necessary on this. So thank you for watching the 3 hours, staying up late with us and giving us all this good info.
You're welcome.
You can find us at Bachelor Podcast. Send us all the juicy stuff that you have, and we'll see you back here next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.